It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Sunny day. Nope, turn it off. Turn it off. No Sesame Street, no SpongeBob, no Barney. Kids under 2 should not watch any TV, period. This according to a new report by the American Academy of Pediatrics, which first suggested keeping kids under 2 away from TV back in 1999. Since then, the group has been gathering more and more data that supports the position. Dr. Ari Brown is author of the new study.
When television started, there were not very many shows that were directed just for infants. And now we have many programs that are infant and toddler-based programs that are marketed for educational use. And what we've learned by studying these children over the past decade is that kids really don't get it under the age of 2. There's a digital developmental divide where kids under 2, even if it's a great program, they will not understand the content or the context by watching the show. And yes, we have concerns for harm, short-term language delays, disrupted sleep, and it's not time well spent. Instead of being entertained in front of a screen, a child can be really using valuable use of their playtime because unstructured, unplugged play is more valuable for the developing brain than any electronic media exposure.
Of course, for a lot of kids today, it's more about screen time than TV time. There are smartphones, iPods, tablets, laptops, and you can interact with them instead of just staring. The American Academy of Pediatrics has no position on whether the new gadgets are good or bad for kids. Still way too early to tell. Very little research has been done. So where does that leave parents who have gadgets and curious young children? Dr. Michael Rich, director of the Center on Media and Child Health at Children's Hospital Boston, says proceed, but proceed with caution.
We know blocks. We know books. We understand not just what is going on in the moment, but also the long-term implications of these things. We don't know what the long-term implications of an iPad are, simply because they haven't been around long enough. I don't think we should simply block out the unknown. But I think that we should look at it, particularly in terms of the short-term responses, and say, you know what? It seems to me that, you know, my child is reading the same or better on an iPad than she or he did on a book. So I'm going to do that. But also to say, you know what? There's nothing quite like getting a bunch of Legos and putting something together, which an iPad can never do. So when the reading time is over, you turn the iPad off and you turn them loose on the Legos.
Over at MarketplaceTech.org, we have a series of videos of babies using iPads. You might find these videos cute or troubling. You'll probably find them fascinating. It's important to remember the great innovators of our time, like Marty McFly and Doc Brown.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
For that matter, why not add some style to electric cars? Yes, the DeLorean Motor Company, which somehow still exists, has debuted a prototype of an all-electric DeLorean. Reaches 125 miles an hour and even has those weird pop-up doors. Unfortunately, it won't be available to you and me till 2013. That's okay, though. Gives us more time to convert the power source for the flux capacitor. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.